Hello, family. Here we are again for actually the first of 2023 When Christians Speak Talk Radio Bold and Beautiful Podcast. As you can see, it is just me. I think I've said this before, but seasons change. My two co-hosts are in different places in their life, and so they are unable to make the commitment to be a part of the podcast, but they might jump on every now and again as a guest. But I am still in loving relationship with them both. And so we're just gonna see if I have something to say. Like, that has been the thing. That's why I actually haven't posted and done a new podcast for 2023, because I was just like things are changing. What am I going to talk about? We're in 2023. We are like post-pandemic. What am I going to say? So I'm definitely going to keep this first one brief. And I really want to just encourage everyone. Like I said, my two co-hosts are in different seasons, and so as we are coming out of this pandemic and things are changing in our lives. And pardon me if you can hear this stuffiness happening right now. Listen, allergies are real. My friend made a joke, like, check on your friends with allergies. They are not okay. And that is real. I can barely breathe. So if I cough and sneeze, in these few minutes, my apologies already. Okay. But anywho, so as we are changing seasons and as we're in different places, just to really look around, recognize where you are and what season you're in. I did like a brief video on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, maybe a week or so ago, maybe more, because I have no concept of time, about finding your season, about recognizing the season that you're in. I mentioned that I am definitely in my caretaker season. So it is definitely just not only the pandemic, but even while I was taking care of people in the pandemic, it was not COVID related. I had some other family members with some like significant health issues where we are making, medical decisions. And even now, I have someone in my circle who I have to make the medical decisions for. So I'm like really truly like fully embracing this caretaker season that I'm in, which is interesting for me. I have always thought of myself as a caretaker, but when you have to like make kind of like these are real medical decisions, like, whether someone needs to put a feeding tube in or not. Like, these are some real things that I'm like dealing with right now. And I have to like surrender to the process and to make decisions that are rooted not only, of course, in what medical foundation is and what the medical guidance is for these cases, but also if I'm spiritually feeling like, okay, this is the right path, I'm getting peace about that. Because I think part of what we need to do in this world, when it says like we're in the world but we're not of it, is to understand that while we utilize, modern medicine and all of these things, it's also important to see where your faith is and where your faith lies. Because for some people, it is, you know what, me and God have made our own medical plan and this is what it looks like. So some of that may be modifying what is recommended by medical professionals, or it is, going with the whatever the medical plan is. But it's really important to be at peace with whatever your decision is. So I'm definitely about listening to seasons. It's so interesting. Thankfully, as the weather is changing and we're getting back outside and seeing people without masks, and you can see smiles again and faces again, that we are in a place where it's so interesting that even over the pandemic, we have found more things that make us different and more things that make us alike. And some of what we hear, like in the news and on social media, is more about making people afraid or othering people, making people seem very different than us, and very, you're over here and I'm over here, and we're, who you are and what you do and how you do it is less than or wrong and I'm right. And it is so important that as people of faith and as people who know that we were all created in love, and that everyone's experience is different and everyone's belief system is different. And so even if we don't necessarily ascribe to someone else's belief system, or if we don't agree with it, that you can still love people and not agree with them. And you can still love people and be understanding and patient with where they are. And what I have seen in, the zeitgeist is that we are moving away from love, and we are moving towards hate and fear and divisiveness, and no one is better off for that. We are all mothers and fathers and daughters and cousins and sisters and brothers, and there is only one human race. There is no division. And so when others are harmed, we are all harmed. And it is important to be able to see yourself in other people, even when they don't look like you or speak like you or are from the same country as you, that they are humans with the full range of human emotion and experience, and they are part of families. And we just have to come to like a basic understanding of how to treat humanity. You know what I mean? And so yeah, I think that's all I have to say about that. But if you have anything that you want me to address, there is no topic that is taboo. Let me know. DM me on Instagram. I'll put all of that information, of course, in the description box. But definitely DM me if you have show ideas, if you want to be a guest on my show and just chop it up with me, because I'm more fun and interesting. And if there's something you want to promote, if you're writing a book, if you're, putting out music, anything, definitely let me know. So I look forward to probably a little bit longer podcast, but maybe not. We'll see. Again, it's all about surrendering to the season. So you have been listening to me for less than 10 minutes for When Christians Speak, Talk Radio, Bold and Beautiful. And that's all I have to say for today. Love y'all. Bye.